The Gemara continues on Daf Chof Ches Amid Beis. Five lines before the bottom by the two dots. V'lo mehutzcha lekach. Why was it necessary to have this whole production of someone going on the gag to make sure that it's Heir HaMizrach? So the Gemara said because of the Oil HaLevona that once took place, and because of that, they brought Kotchim and Beis Apsul, and he thought it was daybreak when really it was the moon. Frek the Gemara mi michlef, is the moon rays bichlal interchangeable with the sun rays? The sun rays are different than the moon rays. Why would you want someone to interchange one another? V'atanya Rabbi Yoimi and Adomit Timu Shalavon or Timu Shalchamo. The rays of the moon are different than the rays of the sun. Timu Shalavon and Metame V'oil Kamakel go straight up like a stick. Timu Shalchamo Mafzia Lekan Lekan. It goes in different directions. And for the Gemara, Tonavir Abishmol, Yoim Amunun Oyo. It was a cloudy day. And by a cloudy day, Rashi explains, since the rays, even by the moon, cannot go directly straight like an arrow, because the clouds are in the way, so it has to disperse to the sides, and a mela, it could be mixed up like the timur of the chamo. Umaftir lekan o lekan. Zogmo omer apopesh mamino, yoyme de eva kule shimsha. On a cloudy day, so then you have to be concerned, kula de shimsha. That means that even in the area that it's shady, the chame is boikas every place. Just like we said that the moonlight, the moon rays, go to the side on a cloudy day. So likewise, the sun rays on the cloudy day also go in directions that were unexpected for them to be there. So it doesn't go the regular way. Even in the fact that it goes, usually it goes all directions, it goes even in the areas that are shady are also be'etzem, sun is going through there, the rays. So what's an afkamina? Zog the Gemara l'mayin afkamina, l'shtuchei oiris. You want to dry out hides, and you want to be in the sun. It doesn't have to be in the sun. It could even be in the shade, because the sun is going through on a cloudy day. Inami, another afkamina, l'chadur ashrova, isha le'tol l'shle b'chama v'le b'chamechama. A woman on Pesach should not be lash, meaning for matzah, it shouldn't become chometz, b'chama v'le b'chamechama. The water cannot be heated by the sun, or b'chamechama. Or let's say water that was heated by toldes chama. Now that means huchma bechama and koshken chame ur, and we pass like that in Tofnun Hey that the water cannot be heated by the sun because shema yachmitz. Omer Rav Nachman zuama de shimsha, the zuama, that means the, and likewise we pass in Tofnun Tes that. And a yoyme unon, you can't be lash either in the under the clouds because it might be that the sun goes through. Zok the Gemara, Omer Rav Nachman zuma de shimsha, koshe mishimsha. The zuma of the shemesh, meaning not even directly the shemesh, but the choim of the yoyme unon that we're discussing now, is even koshe mishimsha, is even stronger than the shemesh itself. V'simonech dona de chalo. Dona de chalo means if you have a barrel that's sealed and it has in there vinegar, and you open a little hole, so it's going to the smell is going to come out much stronger than versus opening the whole barrel regular, because it's much more concentrated. Same thing over here. It's concentrated, it goes, it seeps through the mu'unon, the clouds is like a seal, but it seeps through the area that it goes through, so it's even stronger. Meaning the blindness of looking at the sun is koshu mishimsha. Blindness of looking at the sun through the clouds is even more dangerous than looking directly at the sun. V'simonech dilfa. The simonech is dilfa, meaning if you have a drip drop or a stream that goes on a person, it's much harder than when you go your whole body in the water. Someone takes a hose and streams it at you, it's more painful than the whole water around you. Eye water around you is much more. Teretz is more concentrated. It's simonech dilfa. Zog di gemara daf koftes amin alavi huri avere koshem avere. The hero of the Vera, Zogdrashi, Tavis Noshim, is Koshim Lahakish as Psora Yoisami Gufa Shal Maisa. It's Makish the Guf even more than the Maisa of Avera itself, of Znus. Now, obviously, the Oynish Pashtas, we're talking about the Oynish of Znus, is of course more Chomer than the hero, because he's doing the Maisa of the Arayas or whatever the Erev is. But the Maharsho explains that a person that's only Hiru Aveir is like Nismala Tavosei, so it's more Chomer, it's more
it's kosher for it's makish the goof even more. And the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, the Maratzchiz brings it, and the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says that since the machshava of a person is through the moyach is the most choshva ever. That's like being poigim in the ruchnius of the person. The maise is the gashmi aspect of a person's body. Masheng in the hirur is the ruach part. You poigim in the ruchni, in the moyach. So mele, that's why it's taka worse. And Ben Bechai in Dvogim Choftes also says that the hirur is metame, the lev. The lev, that's the hirur is with the lev. And that is the mokum of the mishkan ha-nefesh. So mele, that's why it's more chomer. It's more than the maise itself in that aspect. Because the ma'aseh is not told in the lev as much as in the hearer. Nefesh HaChaim in Shah Aleph says that someone's mahar ba'avera is like his machnes tumah le'beis kodesh hakadoshim. Why? Because every limb of a person is keneged in mikdash elyon. So mele the kodesh hakadoshim is the moyach of the person. So mele or the lev akoponim, it's like machnes le'beis kodesh hakadoshim. Zok di gemara v'simonech. V'simonech, that Yehu HaVeir is Koshem HaVeir, Reich de Bisra. Sometimes the Reich of the Bosser is more chomer. A woman that smells pregnant, she has a Reich for Bosser, it's even more sakonadik than the she needs the Bosser from the Reich. The Reich is very strong. Zog de Gemara, Shile de Kaito. Shile de Kaito means Elo, after the month of the summer, is Koshem HaKaito. It's even stronger, even harder for the Guf than the Kaito in the summer itself. Because after all, now the body went through the heat. It passed through in August already. It went through a Tammuz. So now Mela and Av. So Mela the Elul is taka stronger. It's kosher mikaita. V'simonech tanura shagira. That means a tanur that was husak already numerous times. So Mela, it's much easier to stoke it with much less firewood. Same thing over here. It's much easier to warm up because it's ready after the summer. Zog de Gemara. Ishte de sitva. Ishte de sitva means fever in the sitva. In the chayrif, in the winter, that means kadachas, high temperature fever, is kasha midikaita, is even stronger than in the summer. Because in the winter it has to combat the cold body and the cold air outside. And still a person has fever, so it's much stronger. Kosha chadita, kosha, nochamal. Oh, I skipped something. V'simonech tanura krira. V'simonech, meaning ishte de sitva, fever in the winter, is kasha midekaita, v'simonech tanura krira. Tanura krira mean if you have an oven that is cooled off, you need many more firewood to be masik it. And because the mice is cold outside and the oven is cold. So mele tending over here, the avir and the goof of the person is cold in the winter and still it gets fever, so it's much more, it's much stronger. Zog di Gemara, migma ba'atika kasha michadato. Zog Rashi, mi shalom ad v'siach daito, if someone learned and if it's misiach das from the limud, v'shochach and if he got it, kosha lachzor, it's harder to review it, v'lilmoid masha shochach yoysa mi masha loy lomad. So Rashi is saying, techaz is something. Rashi doesn't say stam techaz is something that you learned is harder than something new. Not faket, techaz is something you learned is very geschmack. Rashi is saying, Mishalomad, you learned something and you let it slip by. V'siach daitoi. V'shochach, and then you forgot it. So now it's kosher lachzor v'lilmoid. Now it's hard to learn it again. That which you forgot, more than something that is new that you never yet learned. Now it could be that chazor be'etzem is harder. That's the nisoyen. But Rashi over here says it's lomad v'siach, v'shochach. Zog di Gemara, v'simonech tina batina. Tina batina means tit. Cement that you goivel, so if it was already used, so it's much harder to megabel it. Tit yoshen is versus tit chodesh. Tit chodesh is much easier. Mashenga tit yoshen, so that's the same thing with the limud yoshen that you forgot is going to be harder. Om Ravu, my time with the Rebbe. Oh, what's the reason of Rebbe that says that the timur of the chamel is maftia to different sides? The chsiv lam natzeach al shachar. We compare the shachar to an ayolo. And just like an ayola ma'ayolazu kaneo maftzilois, the horns go to different directions, circular of a ram go to different directions. Lekan ulekan, av shacha zem maftzil lekan ulekan. So to the shacha, the rays go to different directions. Omer Rav Zeir Lomlim Shel Esther La'ayola. Why is Esther compared to an ayola? Because we say in the capital, Lamnetzech Ayala Sashachar. Keli Keli Loma Zaftoni. That's what she said. So why is she compared to an Ayala? Loim Lachom Ayala Rachma Tzar. The Rechem is Tzar V'chaviv Al Bailo. Kol Shov V'shok Shori Shoyno. Af Esto Yisa Chaviv Al Hashver Shkol Shov V'shok Shori Shoyno. And that's what the Eibushim made. So like this, she'll be able to two off in Beis HaShverish. Omer Rav Asi. Lomo Nimshalo. Esther L'Shachar. Why is Esther compared to a Shachar? Lamnitzech Ale Yelis HaShachar. So why is it compared to a Shachar? Lomo L'Chol Ma Shachar Soif Kol HaLailo. Just like the Shachar. The morning is the end of the night. Af Esther Soif Kol HaNisim. She's the end of the Nisim. Now, the Beis HaLevi in Drush Dalet says, why is it compared to a Laila? Because the Nisim in this world are Nimshal Laila in the Golus. And Esther is the end of the Nisim that we're going to see soon in the Gemara that we have in this world with such a Farnem, that we have in Megillah, etc. Mashenken Oilam Haba, Avada, it's Nimshal Liyoim, there's going to be much greater Nisim, and that's Taka Liyoim. In the Laila, it's Taka the last. Af Esther Seif Kala Nisim. Frek the Gemara, why is Esther last? Va'ika Chanukah. Chanukah was after Esther. After Purim, you have Chanukah. Zog the Gemara, Nitna Likosev. We're discussing Nitna Likosev. Was it written down? Esther was taka written down. There's a Megillah Esther. Mashiach Chanukah doesn't have a Megillah. Zog the Gemara, Henich leMandomer Esther Nitna Likosev. That's only according to Mandomer that Esther is Nitna Likosev. Elo leMandomer Esther lo Nitna Likosev. If Esther is not Nitna Likosev, and Rashi says there's a machlokes in Megillah of Zion that is Esther metame is yodaim. Is it considered a shame safer or not? The lav safi. It's not a safer. And it doesn't mean that we don't read from a Megillah. Zokta Taisishone, Miu Kuli Alma Moide, the Nitli Kosev mit Rabbonon. Avana mit Rabbonon, Nitli Kosev. Utsrihli Kosev, Kulon, you have to write it down. Vetrana Mikora Alpelo Yotso, you can't read without a Megillah. Alma mit Rabbonon, Tsrihli Kosev. Avana, you have to write mit Rabbonon. But it's not considered Nitli Kosev mit Reiser. So in Mela, it's considered that it's not Matama Yodaim, it's not called the shame safer. But Avada, you have to read from a Sefer Megillah. The Ritva also says so. You can't read Alpeh. The other tzad is it Nitna Likosev Ruach HaKodesh or not? Or is it only the Rabbonim that can do Nitna Likosev? Others learn, Pnei Shua brings, that Lo Nitna Likosev and Taka, we don't pass like that, and you have to read it Alpeh, and you don't have a Megillah, and Taka, you're not supposed to write it. It's like Dvorim Shebichsav, Dvorim Shebapeh, Yitra Shoy Likosevom. That would be the other side of Lo Nitna Likosev. Zog the Gemara Koponim over here. Henich Lamandom Esther Nitna Likosev. We can say it's the last one because of the Megillah. Elamandom Esther Nitna Likosev. Michael, remember what's unique about Soif Kol HaNisim? Zog the Gemara Mukim Lo Kri Binyomin Ben Yosef Yefes. You're saying that Ayelas HaShachar is going on Binyomin Ben Yefes Droshim. Why? Binyomin Ben Yefes Omer Beloza. The Omer Binyomin Ben Yefes Omer Beloza. Loma Nimshel Tfilos Nes Tzadikim Kayelas. Why are the Tfilos of a Tzadikim compared to Ayelas? Just like a yellis, every horn, every year that's growing in the horns, it's another circle, like in a tree, another circle that goes around. So too, av tzadikim, because man shemar mitzvilo tfilos nishmas. Meaning, yomar mitzvilo, don't be miyayish that it's not accepted. The meiri's loshen is that beroiv hayomim yimtzo eno. Tfilo will be accepted eventually. And even if it's not accepted, we daven. But the point is, it's nishmas at the end, and it's just like it's mafzilois. It's not going on esetaka. It's taka not going on that. Zog the Gemara, shochtu is atomid. Oh, so we said in the Mishnah, the shochtu is atomid, and you had this accident that they thought it was the daybreak, and really it was the moon. Zog the Gemara, emas. When did this take place? Was this Yom Kippur? Or was this the rest of the year? Ilei mebishayim ois hashona. If this took place the rest of the year, zog the Gemara. There's no Kohen Gadol the rest of the year. Kohen Gadol is only over in the Yom Kippurim. It says in the Mishnah that the Kohen Gadol went into the mikveh. It says, in the end of the Mishnah says, Yitzilu beis ha-sreifa, Yidu le-Kohen Gadol beis ha-tvila, kolam meisach, ton tvila, it talks about a Kohen Gadol. It says, after this mistake of being a Levona, Yitzilu beis ha-sreifa, and Yidu Kohen Gadol beis ha-tvila after Bakoi. So it seems like we're talking about Kohen Gadol. Kim Kola and Yom Kippur, what's in the gay rest of the year? So Zog the Mori, let's see the Cheshmer first. Ilayim Abishayim Azashona, if we're talking about the rest of the year, Loi Sagi Lav Koyen Godlu, there's no Koyen Godlu the rest of the year. Elamai, we're talking about Yom Kippurim, Mo'er Alavona Mi'ika, on Yud Tishrei, you don't have this Or Alavona taking place by Alois, that's only the end of the month. Zog die Gemara, we're going to make a spalt now in the Mishnah, we're going to learn about the Mishnah as follows. Hochi komar. Uwe yoima ki purim, ki omar barak bar koi, hoi ridu koin golo beis atfila. Which means as follows. There's two parts in the Mishnah. Zog Rashi, hochi komar. Uwe yoima ki purim, ki omar barak bar koi, hoi tziula beis asrefa, maskona de milsa, meaning, that hoi tziula beis asrefa is going on the rest of the year. On the rest of the year, when you have this mistake that can take place because at the end of the month, the moon can appear by a loisen, that's going on the rest of the year. And over there, Taka, it's Hotzila Beis Asrefa. But because of what took place in the rest of the year that you can have such a mistake, there were misakin that even on Yom Kippur, you have to go and you have to say Bar Koi. Now, once you said Bar Koi in Yom Kippurim, it was relevant for the day to start, and the Kohen Gadol goes in the first tefillah of the tefillahs that he makes. Then I give the coin gold milsa bapi nafshi. Umahad lo yru besed over the Yom Kippur vachi komar. Kshagoy oyme bar koi hoy magid the coin gold be Yom Kippur be satvila shachis. It's a new din. The hainu. There's one din of what? Of the moonlight appearing by a loisen, and that takes place the rest of the year when the Levana appears at the end of the month. And that was taka besa schreifa. Once there was such a happenstance, an occurrence, so there was a second to do it even on Yom Kippur, always. And by Yom Kippur, it's relevant to Bar Koi for Yiridu Lebeis HaTfila, meaning that he has to go into the mikveh. Zog di Gemara. Enechnam, it's clearly over here that going to the Beis HaTfila is mitlitoli and alois. We find by Tumas Hadeshen that you go to the mikveh before Tumas Hadeshen, which is even earlier, because that's called Tchilu D'Yamama. So you're going to the mikveh for an Avodas Yoyim. You need a special dispensation to say you're allowed to go in the mikveh before Alois, because it's Tchilu Avodas Yoyim. But Stamazoy, without Alois, then the tefillah has to be for an Avodas Yom Kippurim, which you have to wait for Alois HaShachar. Let's take on this Gemara. Zog the Gemara. Toni Avua de Reb Avin. Is it? Gewaldige big sugi over here now. The kochim de sugi will start the first few lines. Toni avu de Rab Avin, loizu bilvad omru, meaning not just oitzila beis asreifa when you shechted the korban tomid at night because shechit is possible lailo, and we explained Rashi in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says biyoyim zivchachem, and Rabbi Chananel over here says the pasuk of. As a keves echatase baboyke, and the Biskurov in Kuntres Yuma says that the reason why Rashi have said biyom zimchachem because you need a special psula biyom zimchachem because the etzem din of as a keves echatase baboyke it can work maybe as an adova like we find kipsi atzeres teres manim becoming adovas you need biyom zimchachem a psula of beis aschev because he shechted in his man that's not yom and he learns Rabbi Nachanal over here that pshat is you might think. That even though it says keves echatas baboyken it should work as an adova, maybe that's only by kibbutz atzel shech koydim zmanon. But by a tomid you can have anything before it. So there's a special psul of as a keves echatas baboyken that is enough to bring lebeis asreifa because baboyker means nothing before it. Akuponim, that is what he learns over here like abe the shechit of the tomid. So now the Gemara says Toni avud Reb Avin loizu bilvad, not just. B'yoyim zevchachem, or keves echtas ba'boiker, Ben Chanan learns, is that it has to be brought to Beis HaSreifa, if he did it at night, lo yizu b'vado amru, ela af melikas ha'oif, ukmitzas mincha b'lai lo tisorif. Two gewaldige yisoides. The hainu, not just shechita of an animal that was done at night is tisorif, it's Beis HaPsul, ela af melikas ha'oif, the melik of an oif, that is similar to shechita, and kmitzas mincha Belila is the sorev, the kmitza of the mincha that goes together with the korban, the kmitza of that mincha is the sorev. And Rashi in Zvachim, Daf Yud Gimel explains the yisoid in kmitza comparable to shchita. Shchita be'etzem is being mafrid the dam, which is the chelik gavoya from the basar, and that you do is rikon. So to kmitza, you mafrid from the shirayim, from the leftover part of the mincha. The koimetz. So the koimetz is the chelik gavoya, you're being mafrit from the shirayim. Just like the dam being mafrit from the bosor. And that is why kmitza is comparable. And memela, it has a din of be'esh tisoref if he did it balayla. Now Rashi over here says, what's the makar? Zok Rashi. Ela af melika sa'oif kmitza mincha balayla tisoref. The gamelu mishchita. We learn it out from shchita. Rashi in the bottom. The melika sa'oif ukmitzas mincha b'mokoim shchitas hazvochim. That means... Just like the kmitza mincha is the shirayim you're separating, and the melikas ha'oif
You're being moilik is b'mokim the shechita of zvachim. And just like by shechita there's a psula b'yom zivchachem, we compare it to shechita, so too by melikas ha'oif and by kmitzas ha'mincha that was done b'layla is tisorev. El av melikas ha'oif u'kmitzas mincha b'layla tisorev. Maybe I read it before b'lila. I'm not sure what I said. El av melikas ha'oif u'kmitzas mincha b'layla tisorev. B'layla it has to be burned just like shechita b'layla has to be tisorev. There's a psulayla. Now, the Biskrov in that same Heftel in the Kuntras Yuma, he says that why do you have to come on to the Pasuk of Yom Simchachim over here? Typically, there's a B'yom Tzavoysoi. All other melachas, Shechita needs a special Pasuk, but Shechita is kosher bizar. But the Melika and Kmitza, those are Belayla or Pasuk because it's not B'yom Tzavoysoi. So he says that the reason why I need a special Pasuk compared to Shechita, like Rashi says over here, is because the din is that Be'etzim, Melika Sa'oif takes place on the Mizbeach. So by the Mizbeach, there's a special din of Olu Lo Yerdu. Once you're on the Rosh Mizbeach, it's Olu Lo Yerdu. Mm-hmm. So you might think it's not Nitan Lisorev. Maybe you don't have to bring Lebes HaSreifa. So the Chiddush is that it's even though it's Rosh Mizbeach, even though it has a din Shechita, even though Melika took place over there, still it's Be'esh Lisorev. And that's not the Chiddush. And the Chiddush is that it's going to be Be'esh Lisorev. That's not the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that even though Olu Lo Yerdu, still, it's brought the Beis HaSreifa. And likewise, the Kli. Even though the Kli might be machshir the Mincha, it's still, and usually, other psulim acherim, the Kli is machshir them, over here it's going to be Be'esh Tisarev. Now, Tais over here discusses that Tepuk Lei, that it's curved before the Tomid. Forget about it. It's because Balayla. Tepuk Lei is before the Tomid. And that itself should be a psul. Or because Laniftu Dal Se'echel, that itself should be a psul if it's on Balayla. So he says that's only in the Haktorah, the din of Kodim the Tomid. It's only in the mitzvah, he wants to say, Psichas Dalsas, it's not a psul only in the Shechita. Hold him in Tirutzim to answer this kasha. But on this Nakuda now, the Gemara is going to continue, Bishlema Oilas Ahoy, my Dahava Hava, because you shechted it and you can't return what you did already. But Kmitzah, there's a way you can be Nahada, and we'll continue tomorrow, like Abed Etzim Kmitzah.